The budget battle is underway in Washington with Republicans, as we said, saying deeper cuts are needed. So what will those cuts feel like on the ground? With us first, five-term Arizona Republican Congressman Jeff Flake, a member of the House Appropriations Committee, and as of yesterday, a candidate for U.S. Senate going to run for John Kyle's seat. Congressman Flake, known as a deficit hawk, he voted, for example, against relief money for victims of Hurricane Katrina, one of a handful to do that. He also says it's important to cut those big entitlement programs like Social Security. Congressman Flake, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about some of the specifics, though. You know, the president is cutting places that he says hurts, for instance, community grants, block grants, and something that may hurt in your backyard, the criminal alien assistance program. He's proposing slashing that, a cut of about $194 million. This is the money that goes to states and local governments for the cost of jailing undocumented immigrants. That's a big cut to your state.
Right. There are, I mean, as we get into Congress and we can go in and prioritize, the president's budget is just his blueprint to what he thinks should happen.
Prioritize. When you say that, that sounds like, for my state, I want to keep the monies I need for illegal immigrants. How do you feel about
slash? Oh, not at all. There's a lot of wasted spending in Arizona, in my district, let me tell you. And the Homeland Security, for example, a lot of Republicans have said we shouldn't cut any of that. Well, we should. These state and local block grants that go out for first responders and whatever else, it all sounds very 9/11-ish, and we've got to respond. But ultimately, sometimes it funds a longer fire hose for your local fire department. The federal government really shouldn't be doing that. And funding COPS programs as well. In my district, that's big.
The COPS program
provides
grants to fund state and local community policing efforts. It's going to be, well, Republicans propose a $600 million cut.
Right, and it should be, and that will hurt my district.
You're not worried about a subsequent rising crime?
Sure. You have to weigh it all. But I can tell you, everything pales in comparison to what's going to happen when we have a next Treasury auction and have no takers, when we get precipitously closer every year to where Greece and Ireland are. So, yeah, a lot of these cuts to programs will be painful. A lot of state and local governments have come to rely on them. But we've got to do it.
Well, historically, spending and investing in the future and future technology has revived the economy.
What I see more of is government picking winners and losers. For example, for the past 30 years, we've been funding ethanol. It was always, let's just jumpstart this industry, then it will act on its own. It never has. And we just agreed in the tax deal to fund another $6 billion this year.
Well, here's some of the cuts that Republicans are proposing to WIC. This is grants to states to bring food, health care to low-income women and their children, drinking water, a loan program for financing infrastructure improvement for drinking water. As you probably know, former Republican Congressman Vin Weber said yesterday, we're doing things that are the most painful and of the least long-term economic value. What do you think has to be done when it comes to the real big-ticket items, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare?
Right. Well, I'm a fan of the roadmap that Paul Ryan has put forward. And that, with regard to Social Security, it obviously doesn't impact anybody who is at or near retirement age. But for those of us who are a ways away, then it does. It would continue to raise the retirement age beyond 67 that's currently slated to go to. It would change the way benefits are calculated to bring more of a means test in. These aren't things that are going to be popular, but we've got to do them.
But what about the smaller things, the cuts to block grants, for instance? Communities use those for affordable housing, improving fire stations. Why make these small cuts?
I think the question to ask, for example, is why is the federal government doing this? Shouldn't this be a state function? And what I'm saying is we shouldn't start these programs. We shouldn't get the states reliant on these kind of programs. There's law enforcement officials in the cities that I represent who are very upset that the federal government is talking about cutting it. But we have to do it.
Congressman Flake, thanks very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Republican Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona.